Hello, my audioboo friends. It is April 3rd, Tuesday morning here. My name is Stefano, and what I'd like to do is talk to you about organizing your to-do list and your priorities and your follow-ups with Gmail. I've been using Gmail for probably, I want to say, 2 or 3 years now. And only recently have I started using it for organizing my time, as well as my obviously reading my email and sending my email. I think I probably connect with people more on using email than any other form of communication. Everybody I've always met, I always tell them, especially recently, if you want to get in touch with me, use email. I check my email religiously. I'm an addict, I guess. I really should go see somebody about that. Anyway, so I thought to myself, well, since I spend a lot of time in the Gmail app and a lot of time emailing and reading emails or notifications from Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and so many others, that I thought to myself, there's got to be a way I can harness the power of that and try to find a way to organize myself. So what I've done is Gmail has what they call priority inbox. And if you go to settings and look at the, I think it's called priority inbox. If you go in there, you can actually organize your inbox by a series of sections. You can have unread emails, starred emails, important emails, and there's two categories that you can create, or two sections that you can create all by yourself, or all on your own, rather, in the system. And once you've created them, then you can label emails that come in by one of those two categories, allowing you to organize yourself. And so what I do is, sorry if I'm not explaining this very well. I'm driving at the same time. It's a little bit distracting. I mean talking, not the driving. So what I do is I have like to-do slash follow-up. Then I have another one called to read or to listen to if it's a podcast or if it's just a notification on Facebook or whatever, or an article that somebody sends me. And then there's also one called to follow up soon, I think, something like that. And what I do in there is it's stuff that's imminent that I have to take care of between the next 2 days or 4 days, you know, like sort of within the week, within this current week. Unfortunately, I have quite a few that are piled up in there that I haven't taken care of in a few weeks. So see, it's not always working. The second one is sort of to-do and follow-ups, and that can go on longer. It's stuff that maybe I'm looking for information before I get back to somebody on, that kind of thing. And that's how I've been sort of. So when I open my Gmail, in a snapshot, I sort of see what my priorities are and how, you know, what's imminent, what's sort of waiting in the wings, what do I have to read or look at that I haven't. And as I do these things, then I simply remove the label off of that Gmail email and it drops down into the other list. So it's sort of the archive stuff and I don't have to worry about it other than look it up every now and then. I probably have over 3,500 emails in my Gmail that I keep because I always find myself inevitably referring back to some email I sent 3 years ago about something. It just happens that way. So that's it. That's how I use Gmail. I'd love to hear if you use Gmail or something else to organize your time. It's there's a philosophy called GTD, Getting Things Done. And the name of the fellow that created this or invented it escapes me at the moment. But he created a whole system based around blogging, not really blogging, it's like a week